Welcome to the Medical Advantage Podcast, where you can hear healthcare professionals, expert consultants, and industry thought leaders discuss the exciting new ideas and technologies that are changing the business of healthcare. Tune in to each episode as we hear from some of the most innovative minds in medicine about the future of healthcare and how your organization can stay profitable, efficient, and on top of industry best practices.
So to get us started, I'd like to take a moment to introduce our panelists for today's discussion. As I mentioned, my name is Selena Dussault. I am a consultant on our Practice Solutions team, and today I will be your host and moderator for our panelist discussion. Today, I'm thrilled to be joined by senior consultants Bailey Sutherland and Gary Hillegoss, and EHR consultants Bonnie Rapchak and Malachi Mosley. Thank you all so much for taking some time out of your day. Our focus here today is to discuss the ECW National Conference. It's a busy event with many breakout sessions running in parallel, and even when attending in person, it's really never possible to hit all of the sessions that we would like. So our goal today is to break it down for you. Across our team here, we attended the sessions, dividing and conquering, and we'll offer our thoughts based on the perspective of our consultants who work in practices every single day, understanding the needs and the opportunities that we see aligned with what was announced and covered during the conference. So let's dive in, starting with V12. Malachi, I would love to hear from you. What significant changes did you hear as far as the EMR functions go?
I feel like ECW actually hit it out of the park with this keynote. A lot of the things that they were addressing during the keynote was stuff that I've heard physicians, clinical staff, practice administrators ask for quite some time. So even being at the conference, it was good to, after the keynote, stop by and catch people and be like, hey, it sounds like they're really listening. So there was a lot of excitement coming out of the keynote. I feel like one of the things that they really did well was improve the provider experience in the system. We saw a lot of enhancements with the medication management system. And I'll call a few of those out right now. There was a option to taper medications. And as we saw when they were tapering the medications, in ECW in the past, it can be multiple medication orders being put in order to taper off meds. But with this, there's going to be an actual taper button that when you click, gives you the strength you want, the number of days, how many pills, and you can very quickly move through and enter these numbers into these columns, and it will automatically generate the order for that medication to be tapered. Took a lot of the work out of the physician's hands and just automated it. We also heard a little bit about how the system can be now navigated through keystrokes. That's something that I didn't really expect from them to implement. That seems like, something that's not really what we want. But more and more people that are trying to move through systems quickly have discovered that you don't need a mouse. You can just use keystrokes to move very quickly through the system. Another feature I liked was the floating toolbar. So I was a little worried when they said that they were going to add a toolbar to ECW, because my fear is that it's going to get a little bit too clustered up there on the screen and it'll be hard to track. But what they've done is they've taken this additional toolbar and put it onto the left side of whatever screen that you're in, and it will very quickly help you move into orders that have been done for the patient. You can kind of get a quicker, better idea of the patient's care through this floating toolbar without having to jump in and out of so many screens. They've really streamlined that process. They added filter defaults. So if you've worked in ECW, you've gone and looked at your jelly beans, and maybe today you work with this physician on Tuesdays and on Wednesdays you work with these other two providers, you would have to adjust what all these filters were saying in order to know what your book of work is. If you want to know what telephone encounters you have to do for that Tuesday, well, now you can save a filter view as a default, which will then let you know, okay, here's my Tuesday schedule. Now, what I really like about that is I think there's an administrative function behind that as well. If you have expectations that your team is going to work through a certain set of jelly beans in ECW, you can create a filter and save that as such, and then that becomes the expectation that gets down to zero at the end of the day. So being able to use those tools well is really going to play into being able to manage your practice better day to day. Bonnie, do you feel like those are, maybe I've missed some features that were really standard?
No, I think those are huge, huge impactful highlights of part of the development. The Hilo Insights piece that is coming about and the functionality of data available on your patient's clinical background from all different areas, any EHR, is going to be huge and very, very helpful for finding gaps of care, coding gaps, things along those lines. But, and also they did a lot of for the free text areas within the system. So if you tend to dictate or type a lot in the notes area, they have macros that are available. You can just click and see what is available for that. Plus the keystrokes, like you were talking about, they'll have letter tags or tags available. So if you just want to pull in the vitals, like you're into your narrative, that tag is available to just plop in there and get the information. So I think it's just going to make it easier for the providers to document.
Yeah, that extra information coming out of Insights is great too. And I think I saw that that's going to be in the timeline view, where instead of just having all this information, it sorts it out in a way where you can see the patient's medical care journey throughout a period of time. And from the feedback that I heard with a lot of the providers that were there on site, that's a game changer for them. It's going to give them one spot to look to really dig into what their patient care has been.
And I think a favorite of many of us is the copy-paste functionality finally working within eClinical Work. Something so simple, but that has been missing for a long time. So I know I heard a lot of IT staff that were there in attendance that were like, well, I can finally tell them they can do that. So that was,
That was big.
That was huge.
A lot of tears on that one.
Yes. Yep. And the right chart panel is having greater functionality. Your previous encounters are going to list over there so that if you wanted to look at the last progress note, you don't have to just leave the current progress note to see it. Mm-hmm. So you're going to find that right panel being a little bit more user-friendly.
Thank you all so much for an awesome overview and the rundown on the keynote. I myself am particularly excited for the copy and paste, and that was a big one. So thank you for calling that out as well. To follow up on that, we had started to touch on Hilo and Hilo Insights a little bit. I'm curious to know, with the push for value-based care, both in ECW and in healthcare at large, what has been announced in the world of patient engagement? Bonnie, do you have any particular insights there?
There were a couple other things with like a Hilo chatbot that would be on your website that lets the patients do simple things like appointments or changing their password, those make a payment without having to go all the way into the portal. So, those are some of the improvements. They've improved the surveys where questionnaires can be attached to them as well. So you can have, or other documents. There were quite a few different pieces with the Hilo updates.
And Bonnie, just to add, that chatbot feature is really going to help with front office workflows. I think it might help take some of that pressure off your front office staff to answer that phone, figure out patients' passwords and reset them, even, appointment scheduling, like you mentioned. There's just so many features that make it so your front desk doesn't have to be your help desk anymore.
And the appointment, the Hilo Open Access, will let patients actually make an appointment based on the problem. So it doesn't have to be I'm an existing patient or a new patient or a follow-up. I can say I have a sore throat and it'll find the type of appointment that I can, an open slot for that to be booked. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That's fantastic. And such a wonderful point about the bots for the website as well. Improving patient accessibility really is key. And that kind of leads me to my next question. Bonnie, I think you might be able to answer this one as well. There's been a lot of interest in growth in the area of behavioral health and some upward trends in that area. Can you offer any updates or insights on that piece?
that was actually one of my favorite sessions because they've improved the behavior health module. It's actually, they consider it a new module. A lot of it's available in version 11, but the enhancements that are coming in version 12 make it, so the visit type is going to dictate that there, it's a behavioral health session. It will pop up. It'll have its own floating toolbar. It gives you the standard SOAP note, and then you have the shortcut. You have a time tracker now, which has been huge in behavioral health.
That's big.
Because they have to document it. And a lot of it, like the behavioral health history and screenings, and that's all part of the progress note. And you can customize those forms and be it based on visit type and set those up. Everything will have its own little BH tab in the right chart panel. So you'll be able to see that. And they have confidential notes. So this is note, not part of the medical record, but the provider or whoever made the note would be the only one that could actually see it. So they have the ability to have a patient on telepsychiatry or televisits where the patient can sign virtually. And then they've also created the group chat and group discussions. So now for these group therapy sessions, they'll be able to invite them, get like kind of what we're in here with the webinar, and then have them virtually sign off on the session. And then that provider can lock all the notes related to who all attended it. So I think there's some nice features. It's a little bit easier to document as well compared to the old care plan.
Bonnie, I did not get a chance to attend that session. If I can ask a question real quick, in terms of marking a note confidential, are you saying it could be a single progress note that's confidential instead of what PSAC does, which is really the entire patient becomes confidential?
No, well, that piece is one area, but this is actually, you know how the sticky notes are there at the top? Mm-hmm. This is actually part of the progress. It's to the side, I guess, for lack of a better way to put it, like a sticky note, but it's only viewable to the user who created it.
Yeah, great.
So so as a therapist, if they want to document something that's extremely private that they don't want, you know, for it to be out there for part of the medical record, they can have that. Of course, you could pull it into the medical record if you needed to.
Thank you, Bonnie, and thank you, Malachi, for the follow-up question there. We've talked quite a bit about features and efficiency and functionality, and I can't help but think that with every feature and every function comes a new piece of data and how to manage it and how to report on it. I understand that ECW is really making some strides and developments on that in V12. Bailey, I understand that you had attended some of those sessions. Do you want to give us an overview of what we're seeing in the world of data management and integration?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of new things, and some of those were addressed in the keynote, and Malachi and Bonnie maybe touched a little bit on them. But to kind of dive in, we've had CommonWell and Care Equality for quite some time as an information exchange opportunity within eClinical Works. Prisma's came out, and not a lot of clinics have really taken that opportunity to dive in and use Prisma in the search insights. And like Malachi was kind of mentioning, that sorting of incoming information from other health systems and bringing in information from anyone else who participates will be huge for care. You can smart search essentially any of that data that comes in. So let's say you had a patient that had been to the hospital recently for a broken bone and you're their primary care physician. If you typed in x-ray, it would pull up all of the x-ray notes that were available for anything, not just that one instance of care, but anything in that record that patient has from any basically medical facility they've been to. So it will organize it in a fashion where you can review like a timeline-based approach like Malachi mentioned. So I think that's going to be huge for bringing in data on the actual management of data internally for groups. I think we're going to see a large shift in just better use of EBO. There's some new reports that have came out, mostly on the RCM side of the house, AR side of the house, that are going to be inherently built in to EBO. And if you have EBO custom reports, there's not a lot of necessarily change there, but just more data to work with, right, at the end of the day and pull together. And I think that's something that's often underutilized by organizations. But if you have a discrete data point within eClinicalWorks, you can essentially report back out on it. And I think you'll see more and more people take advantage of that just as they're learning more about the system. So I am excited for all of you to dive deep in your data to understand the health of your organization and your patients. There's a ton when it comes to value-based care and coding as well that you can do on the EBO side. So just excited to see where people run with it and what kind of reports they're looking to build that aren't inherently built in the system.
That is fantastic. Thank you, Bailey. And of course, the other side of the coin with data beyond just reporting and aggregating data is actually how to manage it. And one of the big messages from the conference this year was a push towards using the cloud. What has been done to encourage more organizations to use the cloud, and why is that taking place?
Yeah, so I think we see this huge shift. One big thing is infrastructure. They recently have been backed by Azure. I think all of you have probably seen those announcements around that they're making a partnership there. That's greatly increased the speed at which you can retrieve and exchange data and sign into their systems even. And that alone, I think, will be a huge, as Malachi claps, I think that's a huge thing for people, right? If it takes you all night to run a report, you're less likely to want to check those reports. So that infrastructure change and that push towards the cloud allows them to fetch that data and compile it more quickly than you would necessarily as a server based in your own environment. So eClinicalWorks is encouraging their customers to move to the cloud. You heard it probably in almost any session you attended if you were there. And if you weren't there, I'm sure you'll see social posts as well as emails coming from them really pushing on that. I think a lot of functionality you gain with version 12 will also be better suited to be in the cloud in general, just again for that speed at which you'd like to have things work. And I'll let any others who have something to add there chime in.
They did mention there has been a very large shift towards transitioning to the cloud. So it's much better now than it has been in the past. They mentioned that 75% of their client base of thousands upon thousands of customers have already made that transition. So they're really trying to focus on those other 25% and get the messaging across about the value of making that transition for their practices and the advantages that it brings.
I think we saw that value. Yeah. With even the login, that alone going from 15 seconds down to like six, my hair was blowing back from how fast it was.
Well, and the other side is if you have a device and you have a user logged in, but you don't need to log out, you can just lock it. I could come and log in and have my session, lock it, come back, put a PIN number in, and within half a second, I'm back to where I was in the system. So I think that's going to make a huge difference for these clinics that have devices in the rooms.
Yeah.
The big three drive homes there are reliability, security, and availability at the end of the day. So that's what they're selling it on. And I do think they're valid points there. You know, you want to be able to get to your medical records and in any situation in case. And if your server's on site and you have some kind of natural disaster, oftentimes that takes down, right, your instance of eClinicalWorks. So this just really gives you that chance to have access more easily from anywhere.
Speaking of usability, the next piece of that puzzle that I'd like to touch on is eClinical Touch. I understand that there's been some pretty big upgrades there as well. Gary, can you tell us a little bit about some of the changes that are coming for eClinical Touch and how that's going to continue to make things easier across DCW?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because it's not necessarily changes to eClinical Touch. They rolled out a whole new platform. So they did not make adjustments to eClinical Touch 3. eClinical Touch 4, the version that just came out, it's brand new, every single thing about it. And it was really impressive. It makes the user experience very easy and seamless. And a lot of the things that they brought to the table are just amazing. You can drag and drop jelly beans and prioritize them. You can drag and drop menus throughout the whole application. If anything is written in blue and highlighted, you can tap it and it expands and you can easily close it. You can drag and drop your windows. If you're in the middle of a progress note, seeing a patient, you'll get a notification if a telephone encounter came in. You'll see the patient's name And if you want to break away from that encounter to speak with that patient, you can actually just drag and drop your encounter over to an area called the workspace and put it to the side and go ahead and do your phone encounter right away on the spot. Overall, just the usability and flexibility of it was incredible. Something else that I liked that I thought was a good idea that they did was something interesting is obviously it's an Apple application. If you go to your iPad or your iPhone settings for the Clinical Works app, it actually has a little drop down, and you can scroll through and select what language, and you can change the language in your iPhone settings, and it changes the language for the entire eClinical Touch experience altogether. So overall, I really feel like they knocked it out of the park and did a really great job with this time.
That's cool.
I like that we're seeing a lot of functionality changes. I know they have a lot more available in Spanish throughout eClinicalWorks as well. So that was kind of cool to see them really hone in on that, you know, kind of inclusive piece of the puzzle to make sure that more end users can effectively use the chart.
I have one last question for you, and that is around the use of billing. I understand that there's been some updates there and optimizations just on the RCM aspect and making it a little bit more of a well-oiled machine. Bonnie, I think you had the opportunity to hear a little bit about what changes and updates were coming that way. Do you mind sharing a little bit about what you learned?
Sure. There were, there's definitely some new EBO reports that will be tax ID specific that will help a lot with billing, especially ERA posting, unposted ERAs where you can pull things by tax ID, which will be very helpful. They, with Hilo Pay or the payment, they'll have the ability, if you needed multiple bank accounts, where before you couldn't have different ones, where now you can have multiple bank accounts with the Hilo Pay situation. As far as there was a talk about, and it was very interesting to me, but centralized billing for a situation where a billing, you're managing three or four separate ECW databases, not in an enterprise environment, but being able to roll it up and do the billing centralized, which I didn't get to see a lot about that, but it seems very intriguing to me.
I would like to take a moment and really just kind of wrap up what is it that we've covered today, what was covered during the conference. ECW has really reinforced much of what we've discussed today in their three key takeaways that were recently announced on their website and their blog. And those overarching themes really are, number one, to make the jump to using browser and using the cloud. We've talked about the benefits of that just from an efficiency and management standpoint. And carrying into that, the use of Prisma and other data integrations just to gain really deep and thoughtful clinical insights to your patient population. We touched on that from a number of standpoints, but it is really important to not just utilize that data, but access it and aggregate it in a way that it is meaningful to you and your patient population. And last but not least, challenge yourself to try to identify and implement one advancement. We understand that these features can be a little bit overwhelming. It's a lot that comes all at once, but those features are meant to help enhance and support your overall practice functions. So although change can be a little bit daunting, with the proper planning and support, you can absolutely do it and see the full extent and benefit of your use of eClinicalWorks. Well, thank you all for your input on our handful of questions and our discussion there. And thank you always to our audience for listening. See you next time.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Medical Advantage Podcast, where we discuss the ideas and technologies changing healthcare and what they mean to your organization. For more information, visit us at medicaladvantage.com and make sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a show.